Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
Thanks to the magic of radio, we're still at Big Iron, broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth. And just down the road a ways, probably the most unique named booth here, Low Moo Tech. Now, being in audio, I understand that moo has something to do with electricity and conductivity, but Dan Johnson is the business development director for Low Moo Tech. And so, Dan, good to see you.
Yes, good to see you, Mick, and great to be out at the Big Iron Show. It's been a tremendous show. And we're just excited to see all the producers and good attitudes out here. Yeah, let's explain the name Low Moo Tech. Mu is the coefficient of friction. So we're low friction technology. And so the product that we're showing is innovation in the planter box. So innovation in the planter box is actually, for the first time, we have new innovation that will replace talc and graphite, that dirty, kind of nasty stuff that's also carcinogen that farmers have had to work with for a long time, never had an option. Now we have an option. It's called soy dust. Dust is the term. It is a cleaner, safer soy replacement for talc and graphite in the planter. And so we're getting tremendous response, not only here at the show, but since we came into commercial production in 2018, we have just short of 8 million acres, and we have 350-some dealers in the upper Midwest. So gaining good traction, and we're excited to bring a good, innovative solution that's much healthier for both the soils and producers to work with.
Sure. And the guys who grow soybeans, here's another use for soybeans. It is obviously, this is going to help the guys in the air seeder. Everybody needs to make sure the singulation and the air seeder works just perfectly. This does that in a better than talc or graphite or about the same.
Yeah, a couple things there. You mentioned just promoting soybeans. So the United Soybean Board has helped fund us in part with our research and marketing. And so we're grateful for that. That's the soybean farmers checkoff. So we're visiting with the farmers. It's nice for them to touch, feel, and even taste our product because it's something that they help promote. So yeah, cleaner, safer soy. As far as working, yes, we work as good or better. Our singulation, we're doing studies with University of Michigan, Nebraska, Missouri, a number of universities that are doing independent research for us and are finding that our singulation is as good or better. Some of the independent research actually shows that because we're an amino acid on that seed, we're greening up and coming out of that ground just a little bit quicker with a little bit of positive response on the yield response. And so those are all positive things. The other things based on our chemistry of product, it's a patented product, the chemistry of our product is such that it is more gentle on the seed additives that are already on the seed. And so we're less likely to be abrasive to that, to the competitive products.
Okay. Excellent selling points there. I've visiting with Dan Johnson, Low Moo Tech, here at Big Iron. I confess, based on the unique name and the fact you're brand new, I have done some research. And I discovered some sunflower farmers in north central North Dakota who absolutely swear by this. They say this is the best thing that's ever. They will only use the Low Moo Tech in their air seeder.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up sunnies. You know, sunflowers, conventional or confectionals.
Yeah.
We're on actually over 20 crops throughout the U.S. We're in 25 states, so we're in Europe and Canada. So the guys that are coming by us today, you know, during the show, they're one of a couple. They're saying, what is this product? Because I haven't heard about it. Or, we love it. You're cleaner. You are safer. We love the product that we're promoting our own. So, yeah, whatever, if you're using a mechanical planter to run seed through, we'll help with lubricity. We'll help with that overall seed getting off to a good start. And then we're actually branching out with a seed inclusion. So we do a seed treatment that we work with seed dealers and retail centers around helping dry their seed with another company which includes our dust product. So the solution there is to dry the seed, put a shine on it, and then include the dust, which is the lubricity that helps it flow through the planter. So we're excited about our growth and the partnerships that we're working with there.
Farmers love tank mixing their herbicides and fertilizer and all that. It's one less pass across. How about, can you incorporate low Mutex seed lubricity with inoculants and other seed treatments?
Right now we're in a dry formulation. We're working on a liquid formulation, but right now we can add seed enhancements. So I was kind of going there with the discussion around the drying shine and then the lubricity. We're actually going to be working with a couple partners this fall for spring 2022, which will include some biologicals and some micros, because we're the carrier. So we can go dry box, or we can go through the seed treater for those that are treating their seed on the farm or in the ag retail space.
Okay. Low Mutex is latest, greatest thing, best thing since sliced bread, or it's just something brand new here at Big Iron. So I get, what else is there to learn, or should farmers just give it a try?
Yeah, I think the key is to remember we have, you know, almost 400 dealers out in the upper Midwest. So go to Lowmutech, Lowmutech. Click on the dealer locator, click on your zip code. You'll find the closest dealer there. Otherwise, just reach out to us on the webpage, or I'm out of Minnesota as the regional director, and we'll be happy to. We need more dealers to help represent us. A lot of the seed guys love us because, again, they know it's a help to their growers as they work with the seed prescriptions and those types of things. So, yeah, reach out to us. We'd be glad to find somebody that can bring you the product, or we'll ship it direct if we need to. So, yeah.
What's the cost?
Cost is relatively comparable to talcum graphite. I always ask guys what the price they're paying now for talcum graphite, and we both chuckle because I don't get too many answers. And I don't, you know, that's based on where they're buying it, when they bought it, how much they're using. One of the other things that's really unique about us is we're a low use rate. So we have to educate our farmers on more isn't better, low use rate is better on our product. We flow better through the planter. So our product is very comparable to talcum graphite, maybe a few cents per more per acre. But again, I'm going to reiterate that we're cleaner on the clothes. We don't wear on the body. We're cleaner on the sensors. We actually clean the talcum graphite off the sensors in the planter. We wear better on the internal parts of the planter. All this is backed up by research. We're safer. And gosh, let's promote our own product that we grow. And most guys, they get that. They want to promote their own product if they can. So.
And with Farm Safety Week coming up, maybe something, one more less toxic thing on the farm is a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have the known things that aren't good for us, and then we have the things that we don't know. And, you know, maybe we've thought of, we've never had options to talcum graphite for the most part. And so now we've got something that's a pretty phenomenal product. It was actually discovered by a farmer and said there's got to be a better way. And so after multiple different products he tried, came down to soybeans. We're 100% soy protein and a soy lecithin that act as the talcum graphite in the planter. So yeah, we're excited to get our story out. Appreciate the time to get through the radio waves to your audience.
All right, again, Dan Johnson, Low Mutex. That was my last question. The inventor, creator of this soy-based seed lubricity is a farmer.
Yeah, Brian Tully is out of Calamus, Iowa. And Brian, back in 2011, actually, again, was handling talcum graphite and said there's got to be something that's better for me as a producer. And went through a lot of research and a lot of help with, again, the USB's help and funding. And discovered this, and we're excited to get this story out and help be a solution to agriculture like many others.
Yeah. All right, Dan, the website again.
Lowmutech, LowmuTech.com. Otherwise, look us up. You can get to us through that site, or look up our dealers. And there's usually, with the representation we have, there should be a dealer within fair close proximity to you.
All right. Well, Dan, have a great fall and a very successful 2022 with Low Mutex.
Yeah, thank you, Mick. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right.